Prologue. She doesn't belong here. She bolts out the back door of the abandoned restaurant, stumbling in the dark. Most of the lights are burned out or broken, her breath coming in loud rasps. She runs like a panicked animal to where she parked the car, hardly aware of what she's doing. Somehow, she gets the car door open. She buckles up without thinking, wheels the car around in a screeching two-point turn, and peels out of the parking lot, swerving recklessly onto the road without even slowing down. Something in the strip mall across the street catches her eye, but she has no time to register what she sees, because she's already at an intersection. She runs the red light, picking up speed. She can't think. Another crossroads. She guns through it. She's driving way over the speed limit, but she doesn't care. She has to get away. Another intersection, another red light. Cars are already crossing the other way. She doesn't stop. She bursts through it, weaving around a car in her path, leaving chaos in her wake. She hears the shriek of brakes and violent honking behind her. She's dangerously close to losing control of the car. And then she does. She has one moment of clarity, of disbelief, as she frantically pumps the brakes, and the skidding car leaps the curb and plunges headfirst into a utility pole. Chapter 1. On this hot August night, Tom Krupp parks his car, a leased Lexus, in the driveway of his handsome two-story home. The house, complete with a two-car garage, is set behind a generous lawn and framed with beautiful old trees. To the right of the driveway, a flagstone path crosses in front of the porch, with steps leading up to a solid wooden door in the middle of the house. To the right of the front door is a large picture window, the width of the living room. The house sits on a gently curving street that ends in a cul-de-sac. The surrounding houses are all equally attractive and well-maintained, and relatively similar. People who live here are successful and settled. Everyone's a little bit smug. This quiet, prosperous suburb in upstate New York, populated with mostly professional couples and their families, seems oblivious to the problems of the small city that surrounds it, oblivious to the problems of the larger world, as if the American dream has continued to live on here, smooth and unruffled. But the untroubled setting does not match Tom's current state of mind. He cuts the lights and the engine and sits uneasily for a moment in the dark, despising himself. Then, with a start, he notices that his wife's car is not in its usual place in the driveway. He automatically checks his watch, 9:20. He wonders if he's forgotten something. Was she going out? He can't remember her mentioning anything, but he's been so busy lately. Maybe she just went out to run an errand, and will be back any minute. She's left the lights on. They give the house a welcoming glow. He gets out of the car into the summer night. It smells of freshly mown grass, swallowing his disappointment. He wanted, rather fervently, to see his wife. He stands for a moment, his hand on the roof of the car, and looks across the street. Then he grabs his briefcase and suit jacket from the passenger seat and tiredly closes the car door. He walks along the path, up the front steps, and opens the door. Something is wrong. He holds his breath. Tom stands completely still in the doorway, his hand resting on the knob. At first, he doesn't know what's bothering him. Then he realizes what it is. The door wasn't locked. That in itself isn't unusual. Most nights he comes home and opens the door and walks right in, because most nights Karen's home, waiting for him. But she's gone out with her car and forgotten to lock the door. That's very odd for his wife, who's a stickler about locking the doors. He slowly lets out his breath. Maybe she was in a rush and